Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, the things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. And Gavin not with us today. He had to go back to Atlanta to get his passport, and he drove 4 hours to go to a meeting to get a replacement passport and then do the meeting and then turn around and drive 4 hours back home. And I figured that was a lot, so I'm like, don't come in tomorrow. Like, this is me getting softer in my old age.
Well, years ago,
I would have been like, yeah, that's a bummer. Tough to be the new guy and the young guy in the business. Because I would have done it. I would have drove there, drove back, and I would have been here. I would have come here and slept here and then worked. But that's how.
To prove
superiority, that I'm better than everybody. Yeah, absolutely. That I'm more valuable, you know? That's how I would have done it. But see, I'm growing. I'm becoming more like you. And seeing the human side of things.
And yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I'm getting lazier. And so I think that's
lazy
important.
Lazy is not equivalent to being human.
No, that's true. That's very true. So Gavin will be back in tomorrow. But it was funny, though, because Betty was asking me, like, well, did he get it? Where is he at? And I about 7 o'clock, I call him because he should have been on his way home by then. And so I call him, and he doesn't pick up the phone. I'm like, oh, what's wrong? Why doesn't he pick up the phone? And so I leave him a message, and I make a joke. I'm like, you're probably at a rest stop tinkling. So call me or text me when you get a chance. I'm going to be in a small group. And sure enough, I get a text from him. Yes, I should actually read it. Let me find it here real quick. Oh, Gavin. Hey, sorry, I just got out of the bathroom per your guess. You know, like, so yeah.
Yep.
I called it, so.
Him and his bladder.
I don't get it.
I know that he, well, I don't really know if he's gone to see a doctor about
it. I worry about him, because normally this is old man problems.
Right, and he's got a lot more years ahead of him.
Yeah.
And so if it's this bad at 27?
Yeah.
Then how bad is it going to be at 57?
Oh, it's horrible.
He'll never be able to leave the toilet.
No, it's not.
He'll just be constantly there.
Yeah, not a fun thing. Like, I don't wish that on anybody, you know? Like, and as I get older, you think, oh boy, I don't want this to happen to me, you know, because I see it happen to a lot of old guys.
I mean, if he had a catheter, it would probably save him 2 hours of his day.
Probably so.
Give it back to him.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a great option. I would look into some other options first.
An adult diaper.
Yeah, now you're onto something. That's way better, poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be back tomorrow, and then we're going to be just a full disclosure heads up on Aftercast for a while. I have to travel all next week for work, and then I have vacation that, like, ended up because I already planned that, and it's right after that. So it's going to be, like, 2 full work weeks without the show or the Aftercast, so I'm sorry. Are you taking any vacation time other than one day?
I probably will, because why not?
I would. I mean, yeah. Why, like, coming in, it's like,
But I'll probably take the following, this coming Monday, I'll probably take that off.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's get into some of this stuff. Last year in Miami, they had 2 deadly shootings and arrests during spring break. And so Miami is kind of like fed up with spring break. Like, I don't know about you, Rob. You probably never really did a spring break,
mm-mm,
did you? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I used to work in Orlando. And so Daytona was the big hot button for spring break back in the day. And so I had to go do all of the events at spring break.
Mm.
And I was so burnt on it. I used to make a ton of cash because I would go host things and everything for the radio station I worked at. And I made more money in 2 weeks of my career than I would make normally in 4 months, you know. But it came at a cost, your soul, one of them. And it was, you had to deal with the worst of the worst of entitlement and partying and people that just didn't care and were making bad life decisions all over the place, and you just got sucked up in it, and I hated it. I did so many remotes at different bars and everything like that. When I finally left that station, I didn't do another, like, remote. A remote's where you go out and you host an event and you're kind of there for a few hours with the radio station, and I didn't do another event for probably a good 3 years. Like, I was just done. And
yeah,
it was horrible.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah. And so then what happens is, though, like, spring break moves And so for a while it was there, and then it became in the Panhandle for a while, and then it was Miami and Lake Havasu. Like, there's different hotbeds for
spring break.
It's like
a Pitbull call-out song.
Yes, it really is, yeah. And so Miami, though, they're taking a very interesting tact on how they're trying to dissuade people from coming to Miami. They did, like, a breakup video for spring break, so Miami breaking up with spring breakers. And the video is not going to keep people, but what they're doing inside of it, I think will actually work.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us, it's you.
All right, you have a good time. It's relaxing on the beach.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking,
yes,
and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
I love that, like, guilting you into this. Like, when you grow up, you can come back to Miami.
But, I mean, there were two fatal shootings,
yeah,
and there were so many arrests. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm sure it's all alcohol and drugs.
Oh, for
based.
Sure. It's fueled by that. I mean, that's how spring break, cops were so busy at spring break in Daytona. And then you had bike week as well down there. And so it was it's anarchy.
That's dumb.
But so, yeah, I like this is the way you dissuade people. Kind of like how COVID, they got compliance by inconvenience. If you wanted to travel or have any kind of a life, guess what? You have to get a shot. Well, dadgummit, I did. I probably wouldn't have gotten one, but I had to do the things I wanted to do to still live a normal life. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're doing the same thing here. They're inconveniencing so that you won't come. Like $100 parking, I would lose my ever-loving mind.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
I already can't stand it. Like when I have to go downtown and I can't find someplace less than $30. Mm-hmm. And now you have, like, it's one parking company that owns, like, all the things downtown. So you have to have an app now, and then you go through that. And then somehow they know when you leave, and then they charge you. But I had a problem with it once where it did it wrong, and I wasn't even there on the dates they said I was there. Mm-hmm. And I had to fight with them for 2 months to get this worked out. So I can't stand parking downtown. I avoid downtown like the plague.
I know. I do too. But it's funny that we're talking about this because
You're going downtown in December.
I am. I'm going downtown in December. I cannot stand downtown Nashville. But there is a concert that's going to be happening in December.
It ticked all your boxes.
Yeah. And I bought two tickets. And it came to, what did I say it came to?
$300 and something.
$315 for two tickets. You know what I'm really thinking right now? Because the problem is that with this concert, I don't know anyone that would want to go with me. That's one problem of being single. Like, you don't 100%. Have that one person that you can count on.
And like normally if you have best friends that share the same likes, like Greg and I, if we were going to go to a race or we're going to go biking or something like that, we would meet up and I would pay him for whatever. Like, we're going to meet them in Bentonville, Arkansas at a bike, and I will pay them for part of the time that we stay with them. Mm-hmm. We have the same interests. But if your friends don't like those bands, it's really hard to get them to go with you and pay.
Yeah, and then I don't want to ask them to pay because if they don't really care to see them, then I'm honestly thinking, tell me if this is weird or not. Would it be weird, because it's still not too late, I can return the tickets.
Okay.
Would it be weird for me to just get one ticket and go by myself?
Tough call. I don't think so, but it would take strength to go do that, you know? And you have that.
Well, here's the thing.
You might meet people that you really like,
too.
Well,
I don't really care about that. I think my biggest hurdle for me is parking. Yeah. Driving up there, parking, and getting in safely.
Right.
That's what I care about. Once I get in, I don't care if I'm by myself or not. I'll be fine.
Right.
But it's the getting there.
I get that.
Like, I wonder if I could instead, like, return the two tickets that I have, buy myself one good ticket.
Right.
And then ask someone, as we're getting closer to time, would you mind, I will pay for your gas.
Oh, taking me and picking me up?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting, because I probably...
Because it would also save me money, too, because then I wouldn't be paying for the ticket for someone to come with me.
Right. That's a tough call, because shared experiences are usually more fun, but then you have to... You probably, if your friends aren't into it, then you end up treating them.
Well, that, and I and then I worry
maybe
about
you make them.
Them
drive. Maybe you go, oh, okay. And then you have to set the ground rules, though, too, because this is a concert you want to go see. And so you have to say, okay, I'd love to have you go with me. Would you mind driving? I'll pay for your ticket. But here's the rules. Like, we're not leaving until I say we're leaving. Like, you got to be good with that, because then you don't want to have that drama either of somebody that's like four songs in is like, I'm done. Yeah. Like, that would be me. I'd be like, hey, you good? You want to go? Let's get out of here.
But then I also worry about, since it's so far away, people can say, yeah, I'll go with you. Like, I bet Joy would be down for it.
Yeah, but her life's a train wreck disaster.
Well, she's got two kids.
Right.
And so who's to say that she doesn't get COVID or the stomach bug or the flu or something?
Right.
Like, would it just be less anxiety inducing if I just have my one ticket? And I just know I'm going to find someone. I could Uber, but then I worry about that.
I worry less about Uber. I think I would worry less about Ubering than I would about walking downtown by myself.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I would either Uber or ask someone to come pick me up and drop me off.
Maybe your parents will do it. It'll be like when you were 15 going to concerts.
I know, right?
Have Danny Ray.
I mean, I think they would.
Yeah, have Danny Ray just go downtown, sit downtown for a couple hours. No, I mean, it's just, it's the place that you're at, and you want to be safe. You don't want to end up on Dateline. And so everybody's good. I think I would personally opt for still taking a friend, even if I was eating that cost. Because say you get a better ticket, you're still eating the cost, you know, and you go by yourself and you have other added problems with it. But that's just me. I get the dilemma, though.
I think I'd be fine once I got in there.
Yeah.
I don't worry about getting into. Once I'm in the arena, I feel safe. I feel good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't worry about seeing the concert by myself.
Sure.
It's the getting there and then getting home.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. My wife told me the other day, she's like, when you're gone, I don't go to small group because I don't like coming into the house by myself. Mm. And she fears that and worries about that. My daughter, you know, lives on her own now, but she has roommates. But yeah, she always had a fear. She has a really unhealthy fear of like someone breaking into the house, you know, and I think she got that from Marty, you know, but neither one of them learned to shoot. That's on them. Because like, I sleep like
I go
a baby.
Back and forth.
A little time at the range, I sleep good.
Yeah, I'm sure. Finger guns, ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With that said, what do you got, Lady Rock?
Actually, I don't know if I want to go and dive into mine because it's going to turn into something that's a little bit debatable, but also I've got to be out of here in 10 minutes.
Why? What are you doing?
Remember, I got to watch The Door.
Oh, it's fine. The Door will take care of itself.
If I get in trouble.
Oh, you won't get in trouble.
So do you want me to do that or do you want me to go to birthdays?
We'll go quick. What is it? Well, tell me what it was. I forgot.
This is about the SEAL team writer.
Oh, yeah, hold on to that, because that'll take some time.
Okay. I'll hold on to
it. Because because you know me, I'll have an opinion about that. What? And I will get verbose.
Well, I think we have a good birthday shout out.
Oh, good. Let's go.
Okay. So Elijah the Great.
Oh, I know Elijah.
Okay. It's not really a birthday shout out. It's just a shout out for Hayden. Hypothetical Hayden. Elijah said, Hayden is currently homeless in a shelter and has a flea problem.
Why do you guys always hate on Hayden so much? Why do you make it so bad? You make it so bad for him. His life is so bad.
Elijah said, his father treats him as he never existed and refuses to give him a home or any help at all.
Yeah.
Please pray for him and his father. Amen to that. Mainly pray more for Hayden than you do his father.
There you go.
Because his father is a jerk.
There you go.
Okay, so the question is, Hayden is no longer homeless.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. I'm happy for him.
He no longer has dyed his hair blue, and he's moved back from Canada.
All of my tough love worked for this kid.
He wants and Haley, your daughter, your actual daughter, to help him move into his new apartment.
Is he paying for the apartment?
That's a great question. Yeah. Haley is going, and she begs you to come with her. Daddy, what do you do?
Okay.
Okay.
He's turned a new leaf.
I'm going to add a little bit to what Elijah is hypothetically saying.
Okay.
Haley is moved back in with you and Marty.
Sure. Love her.
Love her to death.
Love that kid.
Love having her around.
Cannot have her around enough.
And she's not paying rent because she's going through a really difficult time. Right, she's your angel. But
your money's no good here, sailor.
Her hypothetical twin, which is your hypothetical son, Hayden, has moved out of the homeless shelter, sure. and he has made it one hermit crab shell selling at a time.
So his business is thriving
on eBay.
Now?
Yes,
it's working.
Well, I wouldn't say it's thriving. Right. I would say he's living eBay deal to eBay deal.
Okay, but he's making his own way. Okay.
But the flea infestation is over with.
Okay.
He's not moving to Canada anymore.
Good.
He is just moving into an apartment that he can barely afford.
He's making some positive steps, which is what I would have wanted for him.
You know he's going to end up in debt when you could have just let him stay with you for a couple of months.
Sure.
But he needs help moving
into... Debt builds character.
You heard it here first. Debt builds character. Take that, Dave Ramsey. Debt builds character. Wow.
Yeah, it does. You know, you learn how to problem solve. You know, Gavin's living that right now. He's got a whole bunch of debt that he didn't anticipate with his student loans and his wife's student loans.
And the wife, yeah,
right.
that he married.
And that's what he...
They both went to school for things that they're not using.
Yeah, and she has more loans than him. And so you inherit that, you know. And
now they're adding a baby to the debt.
Yeah. Whew. And so that debt will teach you how to prioritize. It'll teach you how to save. It will grow you if you do it right. Now... I will support Hayden if he does it right and he pays off his debt and he's getting out. If he tries to welch on it and not meet his obligations and file Chapter 11 because he just isn't working hard enough, then no, he's back to being dead to me.
But the hermit crab business takes up all his time.
I know, but if it's working, that's fine. Ramsey does make a good distinction between a hobby and a vocation. He's like, if you're doing things that you like doing, but it's not paying you enough money... then it's a hobby. And that's okay if you say it's a hobby, then treat it like a hobby. But you can't treat a hobby like a business. You know, like you have to, or you can't treat a business like a hobby. You have to have sound business principles. And so if he is like working the plan and is actually making good decisions and is going to make it work, then okay, I'll be there when he makes it work. That'll
it's
be good.
A third story apartment and there's no elevator.
Well, I'm not helping him move. So
that's the question, though. Are you going to help him move?
Oh, no. I wouldn't. No, I don't help anybody move. I hate moving. I've helped so many people move
even
over the course of my life.
Even if it is your hypothetical
yes.
son who has just pulled himself yeah. by the bootstraps.
Now, I did move Haley
homeless,
back home.
Yes, a
so
homeless
I
shelter.
Right, yeah.
You actually drove down to Florida.
I did.
Picked
yeah.
up everything. She didn't even have to hire movers.
Not a thing, no.
And you drove her back.
Absolutely, yeah. For him, no, you get your friends... Like, I'll be serious, like, the next move Haley has, no, I can't even say that. I was going to say, she has to get her friends, but, like, she was going to move.
Seriously? I'm telling you right now.
Because she was going to move to Alabama, it looked like, for a job, and I was like, okay, well, that's good, but it was going to be a real quick turnaround. I'm like, well, you could get your friends, and you could figure it out, and your boyfriend can help you move, and then I was like, it's only 6 hours, I can get down there, you know, and so, yeah, I would still help her.
Of course you would.
Yeah, Hayden, you're on your own.
I loved
because I helped Betty Rock move 3 times, maybe.
And all 3 times he was useless.
No, I was not. I
he made fun of my fat cat.
Of course,
the
I made fun
time.
Of your cat in the couch.
Called him a seal, and
yeah,
then
he looked like
and
it.
Then he made fun of my couch.
Not like
and
a Navy seal.
Couch.
Yeah, that thing was about a billion pounds too.
Then he dropped my couch on yeah. his toe and yeah. claimed that he couldn't do anything
hurt
anymore.
So bad.
I'm like, well, then what's the point?
Yeah, I know.
Why are you even here?
I know. And then I carried that couch 3 floors up to your next one, which you omitted to tell us that you're on the 3rd floor.
I don't remember that.
I remember every step of that. And about halfway through, I was like, let's just leave it here. Let's just let her figure it out. But I have loved...
Wally!
Yeah, I have loved your aging out of having friends help you move.
Yeah.
Like now you call a mover,
yeah.
they come knock it out
it's
for you.
It's just a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I don't feel as stressed about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I loved that for you and for us. I think it's really healthy. But you know, like you've had other times where I'm like, oh, if you need my truck or if you need me to help you, like I brought you the couch down that you bought.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm always there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like moving people anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a pain.
Yeah. So
pain in the butt.
I get that. I would almost rather pay to have somebody go in my place, like go, okay, what are the movers cost? When someone asks you, what are the movers cost that like you can hire through U-Haul, like $50 a day? Done. That guy's going to lift things way better than I'm going to at
mm-hmm.
this point, too. Like, I'd rather make that my gift to somebody,
mm-hmm.
You know, and like here.
But not to Hayden. No. You know what? What we've learned here, debt builds character. Debt
builds character. So there you go. All right, that's going to do it for your aftercast. And as always, thanks for being a potty.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.